following audio is a podcast from Leader Breakthrough, an organization committed to coaching and resourcing the personal development of risk-taking kingdom leaders. For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.
Welcome to the Leader Breakthrough podcast. I'm Patrick.
And I am Terry. We're glad you're here.
And today we're going to be talking about coaching with a tool called Track. And we're excited to be able to introduce this new assessment tool. And hopefully you will find this useful in your coaching.
And the reason we're excited and I'm so excited is this is the net result of really about 8 to 10 years of work of integrating coaching with leadership development. You know, one of the things, if you're around me, around us, you hear is that it's important to not just coach the problem. We coach the person and help them work the problem. And yet we needed some kind of way to help a person better understand how where they're at and even the situations they're working through oftentimes points back to who they are as a person. And Track has been able to do that. That's kind of why we're so excited. So it's good to have you today.
So before we get started and talk about how to use Track
right.
and what it is, could you explain how it developed and why using Track could benefit?
Yeah, yeah. Essentially what happened is after 30 years of coaching, I began to see that, oh my gosh, as I'm helping individuals, there's often more happening than maybe they can see or acknowledging. So I began to actually integrate the whole leadership development paradigm, Bobby Clinton, Making of a Leader, 4,000 biblical, historical, contemporary individuals who love Jesus, the research from that. I began to integrate that into my coaching, meaning I began to use it as a way to help an individual spot how God is at work, what God is at work doing, and actually help them begin to join him in that work. And I began to see breakthrough. So in some sense, that leader breakthrough, the breakthrough part comes from helping to not just coach the problem, but coach the person. And what I began to think about then, oh, really about 8 years ago, was how do you take this massive research and these concept after concept and concept and begin to organize them into some major categories? As I looked at all the research and as I thought about my coaching, what began to surface was four major categories. In other words, four hooks that you can hang a lot of personal development on, and they give you ways to then make use of those key concepts in new ways. And those four categories provided the framework and then actual wording on top of each of those major categories gave us Track. So Track stands for four major components of how God shapes us over our lifetime and gives us an ability to look at a wide swath of information in new ways and make it accessible, especially as we're coaching people as they hit these major crossroads and key things in their journey.
Yeah, we'll have you explain the four main areas. But first, this is just like every other comprehensive assessment that's out there, right?
Survey says wrong. And bottom line is there are a lot of great tools out there. And a lot of those tools are exhaustive and comprehensive. They give you a total picture of your life, you know, your strengths, your weaknesses, your abilities, you know, how you treat your dog. I mean, all those factors kind of come into kind of giving you this picture of yourself. Well, that's what Track is not. What Track is really is a snapshot. It's almost like that, I'm going to date myself here, but the Polaroid camera that you used to be able to take a picture and out would come that picture out of the camera itself. And it actually, you know, is basically just a freeze frame of that moment in time. Well, that's what Track is. Track is a snapshot. It's a not designed to be comprehensive and tell you everything about a person, but it's designed to help that person and you, even as a coach, help them discover where they are in their development as a Christ follower and what it is that could be most important to help them move forward. That's what Track does. Track is a quick assessment that helps generate a conversation. And that conversation oftentimes needs language. And so what Track does is gives an individual and you as a coach a way to talk about where they are. And that's its greatest strength. So it's not designed to tell you everything about that person. It's designed to help that person and yourself as a coach understand where they might be in that moment in time.
And the first place that they should start is in track, the four categories, TRAC.
Right.
So give us a quick overview.
Well, you know, because I'm a baby boomer, it's an acrostic, you know. But remember, Hebrews tells us we're to run the race set before us. So I try to pick on an analogy that didn't use just spiritual terms, but categorize these four major components of personal leadership development. So the T component stands for the word trajectory. And in other words, you can summarize a whole bunch of what's out there in the literature and the concepts about how we develop and how God shapes us over time by aligning a lot of those concepts under the topic of trajectory, and that stands for direction. Kind of where am I going, where have I been, and where am I going? And kind of a basic view of a directional thrust of an individual's life and how God is shaping them over time. So that's the trajectory part. The R in track stands for replenishment. As I go there, as I'm en route to clarifying my unique and ultimate contribution, you know, what is it that's going to sustain me? So replenishment is about issues of renewal. Replenishment is about issues of self-care. Replenishment is about sustaining myself on the long haul, going to new places with Jesus. Replenishment includes spiritual formation and a lot of the stuff that sustains me over time. A stands for awareness. Awareness has to do with who am I becoming as I go there? What am I finding out about myself? So awareness has a lot to do with identity. Awareness has a lot to do with discovering and defining who I am and how God has shaped me and being able to differentiate myself from those that are around me and doing it in such a way that I can continue to make my contribution. And then the last major component is that of choices, because you're not going to get to the end and finish well without a series of choices. So one, are you aligning with God's work? Do you know what he wants? Are you aligning with it? Are you making the choices? And do those choices take you deeper in your trust, not just of people or organizations, but your trust in God? Are you trusting God in new ways? You know, one of the things I say, it's always going to be about love, and it's always going to come back to trust. So the bottom line is you and I understanding how much God loves us, but then our willingness to put our trust and faith in him by making key decisions. So there they are, T-R-A-C. Under each one of those categories, there's tons of concepts, but they give us a quick handle on what it is God could be at work doing and where it is he might be at work in each of our lives.
So if someone goes on and takes this survey track, and the four categories will be part of the results that they get, but could you explain how track works and then what kind of results can they expect?
Well, first, when they go online and take the survey, it's not a long survey. So we're not talking about 180 questions. We're talking about a 10, maybe 15-minute quick questionnaire that has them rank their results. And actually, in that questionnaire, it starts to give us a summation or a total for each one of those areas. So TRAC gets a score. And each one of those scores kind of gives us a barometer of where we are in each one of those areas. Now, we're all used to looking at bar graphs because that's how the scores end up kind of revealing itself, a bar graph for you. We each are looking at bar graphs, and we're used to seeing a bar, and in our mind, we evaluate the higher the bar or the higher the score, the better things are. Well, track flips that. Track is really saying the higher the score, the more that could be an area where not necessarily somebody's deficient, but that could be an area where God's at work and where what they're dealing with is actually entertaining or going after issues in that category. So in other words, you're going to get a score for each one of those four areas. And then the thing that's very simple, there's only two keys to interpreting this. If any of the scores are over a quantity score of 25, that is telling us that that particular area is an area that might and could benefit from conversation or discussion. So coaches, that's one of two just key things on how to use this tool. If a score is over 25, the person is actually revealing in their scores there could be something that needs to be sorted out, something that needs to be talked about, something that needs to be worked on. And then within each one of those category areas, there's what we call the critical need. And so what we've identified is an example in transition, in trajectory, the critical issue is, are they in a transition? In replenishment, the critical issue is, are they burning out? In awareness, the critical issue is false self. Are they living according to who they are or who everybody wants them to be? And in the area of choices, the critical issue has to do with that of trust. Are they really trusting God? Well, within the score in each one of those category, they'll have kind of this subscore. And if any of those critical issues are over 5, that's a topic or a specific issue you might want to bring into the coaching. So that's it. If a score is over 25, it says there could be some issues to talk about there. And within that score or the other scores, if the critical need is 5 and above, that tells us there could be something that would be worthy of pursuit or discussion. So that's the easy kind of interpretive way to look at track. And so you don't need to master all the subjects or anything like that. You just kind of need to know what subject area is pointing to and is there anything critical that's happening in the person's life that we need to entertain or talk about.
Yes, it's not meant to be a report card where you have A plus in every category and that's what we're working toward.
No.
It's more to uncover where God's working in your life in this moment.
And in fact, what we found is it's since it's like a Polaroid, it's like a snapshot of that moment, it's good to actually come back and use it again. So we have found a frequency of about every 6 months. This is a good way to get a quick evaluation of where you are and am I paying attention to the right things. So as a coach, if you're coaching somebody, you can get some results, but then if you come back and coach them a year later, you can start with track again and it gives you another snapshot of where they're at.
Well, and as a coach, if someone that we're coaching takes track, how could we help them process the results?
Well, you know, it may sound incredibly obvious, but the first thing I do when I see it. And by the way, when a person takes track, they can actually name you as a coach and you can get the results too, kind of instantly. We'll talk about that in a second. But as somebody looks at their scores, I just usually ask them, hey, what do you see? You know, kind of like what's standing out to you? And that's a great first question. And then what I follow up with is a second question is, so is this in line with how you see yourself or different? And, you know, if you were going to agree with the test, where are you in agreement? And even where are you in disagreement? It's okay. You don't have to defend the tool. The tool is there to start the conversation. It's there to begin and give a person a place to start talking about where they're at. So I usually just kind of ask them the obvious. And they'll usually say to you, well, what do you see? Because, you know, they're thinking, well, you know, you gave me this tool, so you must be the expert. I usually throw it back to them. You know what? I've got some thoughts, but first I'd like to know, what do you see? And is this in line with what you're thinking about? So, yeah, it sounds kind of basic and obvious, but coach, this is not designed to be something that's, you know, intense and exhaustive and something that you need 2 hours to explain. It's just a place to begin. That's the key with track.
Track also helps uncover the core desire,
right?
The idea pathway.
Yeah. Yeah. Good. Good.
We'll so talk you, about that for
yeah, me. Yeah. No, that's good because remember an idea, the first identify has two parts to it. First, you start the conversation identifying with the person, but then you move into core desire. So track is designed to help with core desire because, you know, what I found down through the years is people may actually say, hey, I need coaching and I need to talk and I need a relationship or, hey, I'm in. Can we sit down and talk? But it's amazing. A lot of times they don't know what they really need to go after or talk about. They just know something's not right. And so what they need help with is language. And so what TRAC does is it actually starts putting a language to begin and launch a discussion to help them figure out what it is they need to go after. That's the genius of it. It actually creates a beginning, an on-ramp, we call it, into the coaching conversation and gives some handles and ways to start describing what they're going through and what they may need to go after in the future.
Well, for the coaches, what else do you have to help them process with their coachees?
Kind of wait, there's more. We have created, and you can get it with this podcast here. We know what you're up against. We know that you're coaching and living and doing a lot of other things. So bottom line is we created some flashcards for you. And so you can download them. They're just PDFs that you can run off and look at. The flashcard has every one of the four areas, has a key description of what that area is, and even some key questions. So they're like coaches' cheat sheets, which you need sometimes. So, you know, you can quickly review the flashcards before somebody and you get together and kind of know and remind yourself what each one of the categories might mean and stand for. So we're giving you that. And then another thing that we've made accessible to you with the ebook, and it's actually up online on Amazon too, you can get a hard copy, is I wrote a small little book equal to kind of the same size of the idea book, if you have one of those, and that's on TRAC. So if you do want to get a little bit more into what it is the assessment is saying, what these categories mean, you can go up online and get that, or we gave you the EPUB version of it so you can access it. And that gives you a little bit more detail. So you should have everything that you need, because this is, like I said earlier on, this is not something that you have to spend hours and hours trying to wading through. Really, like over and over, I keep saying, this is just a place where you can begin a discussion to help the person you're a coach break through.
And we've been focusing talking to coaches, but if you're listening to this podcast and you would like a coach, then what could they do if they take TRAC?
Yeah, beautiful. And you know, we have a saying, if you've been around us, you don't get the clarity alone. And so really, I think you get the greatest benefit from TRAC, actually, not just taking it and getting your scores, but taking it and then reviewing your scores with someone to help you process that. And even if you're not going to do long-term coaching with that somebody, kind of a one-time coaching call would be great. But either way, if you want a coach to help you process it, or a coach to help you move beyond processing to begin to address stuff, we've got some coaches that have been trained, ready to roll. So if you are listening to this and you are in need of a coach, you can go online and actually request a coach. You can do that when you take the survey. By the way, the survey itself gives you instant results. So that's one of the things that we like and I like about this, because a person takes it and they instantly get results. And then if they have a coach, or if they want a coach, they can indicate that in the first kind of couple questions as they take the survey. They can put their coach down with an email, or they can actually request a coach. And so if you are a coach, you can tell your individual to list your name and list your email. And so as soon as they hit submit with their responses to the questions, you will get the same report the individual gets. And it gives you a baseline in terms of a place to begin in your conversation. So we got some coaches to help you if you're listening to this and you need a coach.
So what's our takeaway, Terry?
Well, before we do takeaway, Patrick, you have used this tool. And so it's a tool that you've incorporated in your coaching. I think the coaches would like to hear from you. What have you found? What's been helpful? What is it that TRAC was able to give to your coaching that maybe help kind of cut to the chase or get to the issues quicker? So I think our takeaway today is to hear from you as a coach. How has TRAC impacted your coaching?
So I use TRAC on a regular basis with all of the people that I coach. And the reason I appreciate it and use it so often is a lot of people know they want to grow, and they know that they aren't where they want to be yet, and they don't know what to do. They don't know what to talk about. Mm-hmm. And, you know, sometimes they do, and that's fine. But what track does is really give them language, like you said. Articulation brings focus. And so it points at different things that are going on in their lives that they, that then we can talk about, that we can coach around. And so I appreciate it because it brings all of that material. It also helps us focus on the person and not the problem, because they will have a situation in their life that they think is the issue, but track keeps it focused on the development of the actual leader.
Hmm. That's cool. That's cool. And when you do it, have you found any tricks or anything that, as you've used it, that actually was a great question or a way that you use it? And I guess a follow-up question with that is, do you spend a whole coaching appointment using or on track, or do you just let that be your kickstart and in you go?
I usually don't spend a full coaching appointment on the results of track, but I do have a session with them on results of track to make sure that they are understanding what they're looking at. And I try to put it back on them to actually go through the videos, read the material that's
right
there.
Right.
And then in the coaching session, bring what's coming up to the surface, and I'll help them do some digging. But I definitely, after they take track, try to touch base with them as soon as possible to make sure they get in, get the results, and they understand what they're looking at.
So that almost is like a pre-processing, kind of a warm-up to the discussion. And you mentioned videos, so we probably ought to tell people that if they take the full version of track or go after the full report, notice now there are two options. You can either get a summary report for $19 or a full results report for $49. If they take the full, then that actually included in that report is actually a coaching plan and access to either 4 or 5 videos that are 8 to 12 minutes long that help kind of deal with some of the topics that their results surfaced. So it's really a pretty comprehensive little tool that says, if I'm all alone, at least I know kind of a pathway to start working through some stuff. And for a coach, it gives you a ton of auxiliary resources that a coach can draw on. So it's pretty slick in terms of what it can do and what it can offer you as a coach. And final quick question before we close it off, Patrick, what is it that you think has happened as a result of using track? Have you been able to get to the issues quicker? Have you been able to help somebody experience a little bit more of what's going on? I mean, what has been really the overall best or the benefit of the use of track as a coach?
Yeah, I think what I've found as a coach, but also as someone who is coached through track, is that it points to the real issue. I've found that my default is to look at things that are really not the issues and maybe spend too much time on those. Track helps bring it. For instance, this summer I was in a coaching appointment with you, Terry, and my track results were high on choices, which was surprising to me because I felt like everything was going well in that direction. If you would have just asked me, but as we got down into it, trust, the core issue there was really where my heart was and where we needed to work through some things. So it was really helpful to pinpoint what was really going on and not a distraction.
Yeah. And you did well. But you're right. When we went after it, it was kind of a surprise to you, but all of a sudden, as we talked more about it, it got after then some of the struggles you were having up on the surface, because it revealed deep down inside a call of God on you to trust him in greater ways. So, yep, I got that. Well, that's it. We are excited to have introduced the tool. If you're a coach, we have decided to give you this coaching tool that you can use with the individuals that you're helping. But it's all about and dovetails into what the whole purpose of Leader Breakthrough is, and that's to resource and coach the development of risk-taking Christ followers and leaders. And we want to do everything we can to help us. So thanks for joining us today. I'm Terry. And
I'm Patrick.
And we'll see you next time.
For more information, visit www.leaderbreakthrough.com.